it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to A to Z Sports, powered as always by the BetMGM app. I'm Austin Stanley. He is Jack Gentry of the Tighten Up Podcast, and we are Nashville's on-demand sports talk network, going live weekday mornings at 8 Central Time on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Link to the show segment by segment on our Twitter X timeline. That's at A to Z Sports. And also hit us up on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads for more great Titans content. We got to thank our sponsors because they make it happen for us and they help out all of you. Like Wilson County Hyundai, make them a part of your new car buying process online at wilsoncountyhyundai.com. The Bone and Joint Institute, boneandjointtn.org, the region's destination for comprehensive orthopedic and sports medicine care. And Farm Bureau Health Plans. Get better with Farm Bureau Health Plans. FBHP.com/ATOZ is our link where you should get a quote today. So, Jack, there's been a lot of bad weather, obviously, in the Middle Tennessee area. Tornadoes, a big one last night, yesterday afternoon, around the Columbia area, Spring Hill as well, that moved east. And then some other really, really bad weather and potential flash flooding going through today, even north of downtown as well. And so if Jack has some bad internet throughout today's show, it's probably because of the weather. If I have some bad internet through today's show, it's the bad weather. If my allergies start to make me sound like I can't breathe through my nose, it's because of the bad weather. Because not only am I allergic to pollen in the trees and the grass, Jack, I am allergic to the mold that comes in after the rain. So even if the rain washes the pollen away, I get the double whammy by that mold that comes in with rain. So there's, you know, all of us are going to be working a little bit disoriented slightly, but I truly do hope everybody is safe when it comes to what happened with the storms last night. But Jack, let's start here with the wide receivers the Titans have. Is this, I'll start with you, because you are a Titans guy through and through. You've been with it the entire time. DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Boyd. Is this the best Titans trio of wide receivers that they have had since being in Nashville? I know Warren Moon had some pretty good ones in the early 90s with the Houston Oilers, but is this the best trio of pass catchers? I'll just say pass catchers, because I'll throw in tight ends, because the Titans have had some good ones in this history too. The best trio of pass catchers this organization has had since being in Nashville? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think it definitely is. In the only trio that competes with this is probably, you know, that early 2000s trio with Drew, Derek Mason, and Lynn. I don't know. Like, this trio right here is established. They've each got multiple 1,000-yard seasons. I understand they're a little bit older and they may not be in the middle of their prime. But when you talk about 1 to 3, the depth between those guys, the consistency that comes along with all three of these guys, this is absolutely your best trio since the Titans moved to Tennessee, in my opinion.
Okay. What do you think is the second best? Because you kind of cut out there when you're talking about Derek Mason, Drew Bennett, and who the third guy was in that. So who is the second best? Who else do you think is in the running to be at the top trio of pass catchers in Titans history?
Yeah, I mean, when you had the Drew Bennett and Derek Mason tandem, you can pretty much slot in any of that third guy. Eddie Berlin is the guy that I kind of mentioned. I don't really know who the third guy would really be, but that's the thing. Like, the Titans, right, sure, they've had one and two, you know, figured out before, but they've never had the third guy along with the one and two. With Tyler Boyd, they have that now. That's why I believe it's the best trio the Titans have ever had.
I think maybe you look at 2019 and it was AJ Brown, Corey Davis, and then Jonnu Smith, I think would be one that was really, really solid.
Jonnu's a tight end though.
Yeah. Yeah. I was saying, that's what I'm saying. Pass catchers. If you open up to pass catchers, I think that's the best other one. And, you know, people are saying Frank Wycheck. I think when Frank Wycheck was, you know, who were the receivers? Kevin Dyson and Chris Sanders, like just those guys didn't have the numbers. I think Ruben brought up, here's a great name, Justin McCarron's. I don't know if Justin McCarron's was that wide receiver three around that Drew Bennett D-Mace time when they had things rolling, but Nick brings up Adam Humphreys was wide receiver three behind AJ and Corey Davis in 2019 that year, but he couldn't stay healthy. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think the point that we're making here is that there hasn't really been that three wide receiver group that has been this star studded. You had Julio, right? You had AJ, Julio, and then who was the third guy in 2021? NWI, like, you know, you've got three dudes right here that have all three have 1,000-yard receiving seasons on their resume. Boyd's has been a bit, obviously. Ridley and D-Hop are coming off of one, but Tyler Boyd, his worst year in the last 6 or 7 years is 600-plus yards last year. So I think that's a really impressive trio the Titans have, and it is a different era of Titans football that you have to be jacked up about of how often this team's going to throw the football.
Yeah, and MB says, Austin, you know, they haven't been a passing team since they moved to Nashville, and that's probably a good reason why this trio is the best, because if you're going to sling it around like Brian Callahan wants to, you got to have dudes who can go up and get it, and that's what they've done in the past two off seasons. Rand Carthon, by the way, in short notice, has turned this wide receiver group around. I mean, what was it? Just last year, it was, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, Treylon Burks, and NWI, you know, occasionally Chris Moore as your top three. Now you've got D-Hop, Ridley, and Tyler Boyd, and it's definitely a top 10 trio in the NFL.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right, so you ranked them in the top 10, and you ranked the top 10 trios of wide receivers in the NFL. Let's start with where the Titans are. Jack, you have them at 8th in the NFL with D-Hop, Ridley, and Boyd. You have the Titans 8th right there behind the Niners at 6, the Bucks at 7, ahead of the Vikings at 9, and the Bengals at 10. So, Jack, I'll let you talk through why you put the Titans right there in the center of the second five at 8th overall in the NFL for these wide receiver trios.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Bengals, they were knocked down a few pegs this offseason, right? Like last year, I think you could have made a case that the Bengals had the best trio in the NFL, but you saw inconsistencies with T. Higgins. You saw some injury issues prop up, and, you know, now he's unhappy in his situation. He wants out, and Trent Irwin's a guy who nobody really knows much about. He hadn't done a whole lot at the NFL level. Ja'Marr Chase, everyone knows he's a superstar, but I'm not as high on this trio as I was last season. And the loss of Tyler Boyd, I think, really hurts them, especially when T. Higgins, you know, had some issues last year. The Vikings, Jordan Addison came on big time last year, 10 touchdown catches, over 900 yards. But Brandon Powell never had more than like 320 yards in a season. Justin Jefferson's the best, you know, wideout in football. But I don't know that they're as deep as the Titans are when it comes to the top three. Titans right behind the Bucks, and this was a tricky one because the Bucks with Trey Palmer,
yep,
you know, he leaves a little bit to be desired, right, in that room. But the fact of the matter is you got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin who have each tallied over 1,000 yards in each of their last three seasons. Mike Evans done it 10 straight years while leading the league in touchdowns last season with 13. So you're able to kind of, you know, the third guy in that system doesn't move the needle as much as it might in the Titans system. So because of how good those top two are, they get the nudge over the Titans. Godwin could be a number one anywhere else. And I know Titans fans might say that Ridley could be as well. But the fact, you know, he was the number two guy in Jacksonville last year. Look, I think the Titans have a great trio. And Hopkins, you know, he's been the one for his entire career. Calvin Ridley has experience being the two last season in Jacksonville. Tyler Boyd's been the number three ever since Ja'Marr Chase came on the scene. So the Titans are a rare group, and I think that there's only maybe one or two other teams where you could say they've got a clear 1-2-3. Mm-hmm. Them, the Seahawks maybe. But I think they're all comfortable in their roles, and I think they're absolutely right at number 8 on this list.
Yeah, so Jack, you have them at 8. I think one observation that I look at when it comes to the teams that you ranked with wide receiver trios 6 through 10, the Titans probably have the best three of these five teams. I don't think the Titans have the best one of any of them. I think Ayuk, Evans, Jefferson, and Chase are all better than the Titans one, which we'll just call DeAndre Hopkins, interchangeable. Hopkins or Ridley, 1A, 1B, whatever, right? But I think they're the fifth in this list when it comes to the one. I think they're pretty damn good when it comes to their second guy. I would, obviously, Addison, young player, T. Higgins, good, very good player, but obviously has been struggling with injuries. Chris Godwin's very good player. You just mentioned that. Had an ACL a few years ago and recovered. And then Deebo Samuel, absolute dude. So let's go ahead and ask this question to everybody because we've got 6 through 10 right here for Jack's rankings of the Titans wide receiver trio in the NFL. Is the Titans wide receiver trio ranked 8th best in the NFL too high, too low, or just right? Little Goldilocks answer with a porridge here. Too high, too low, or just right? So we want your opinions in the chat. We'll get to all of your answers here in a second. Too high, too low, or just right for the Titans wide receiver trio being ranked 8th. I'll tell you what's just right for Mother's Day, and that's a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. And that's what you should do for Mother's Day. It's coming up fast. It's on Sunday. Today's Thursday. Don't panic if you haven't done anything yet, because all you have to do is go to momentspeace.com/mom and get a gift card for the mom in your life who you need to celebrate and pamper on Mother's Day this upcoming Sunday or Mother's Day weekend. So momentspeace.com/mom is where to go. They've got dozens of services there in Franklin right off of Carruthers where you can have her pick whatever she wants. That's the best thing. Don't try to predict what you think mom wants. Let her do it. Get a gift card. It can be 50, 100, more, way more. I don't care, but mom is going to make sure that she gets what she wants and you're going to be thanked and you're going to win Mother's Day. All you have to do, it's so easy. momentspeace.com/mom to make sure your Mother's Day goes as smooth as it should.
If you want to get into sports betting, BetMGM has exactly what you want. They've got great selection, parlay selection features, odds boost, all kinds of great options, and it's easy to navigate. New users, download the app and use our bonus code A to Z Sports, and you'll get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses. They want you to start off in the green, not the red. So if you lose that first one, no sweat. BetMGM's got your back. Use our bonus code A to Z Sports and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses.
All right, so Jack, you have the Titans wide receiver duo of DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, and Tyler Boyd just signed this week, ranked the 8th best wide receiver trio in the NFL. We want to know from the chat on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch if that is too high, too low, or just right. I'll also work on a YouTube poll, Jack, while you are in the comment section. So what are people saying? Too high, 8th, too low, or just right?
Darren and Eric, on YouTube start off with too high. Mark D's with them. Titans Kyle says just about right. Guy Mann says it's too low. Same with Troy and Sin City. Pistol Ramsey thinks it's too low, I should say. I can't talk right now. Chris Frazier, Darius, Josh, that boy KB all think it's just right. Jeff Rubel, too high AF. Jeff Rubel, I don't know what he put in his coffee this morning.
Well, but, Jeff is a Colts fan and Ohio State fan, so he is just always going to be anti-whatever the consensus is.
Usually wrong.
That's fine. Okay. I mean, I'm glad that he's watching this show.
We've got Billy Jones that says too low. Tighten up Ohio and tighten up Scott Weaver, DeFundraiser, Michael Snyder, Jackson, Darius, Steve, Connor, all say just right. So a lot of people agreeing with me in the chat here. Too low by one spot, IR Hoshi says. We've got just right from Alonzo. Too low, just right. Jared thinks it's just right. Too low from Michael and James. Pedro thinks we're 6th on the list. Just right from Mike J. Coleman. We got just right, just right, just right. So a lot of people believe it's just about right. I would say that the second answer probably is too low. So a lot of Titans fans really high on this group, and hey, for good reason. You know, there's a lot of good wide receiver rooms in the NFL, but I think you could really make a case that the Titans might have the best number three in the league. And for that reason, a lot of these Titans fans believe they should be higher up on the list.
All right. So let's go back to Jeff, because he has a comment. He says, he says, I take longevity into it. They will have them for one, maybe 2 years max. But that's not the question.
We're talking about this year.
In 2024, that is the question. That is where the Titans are at, because the title of the show, ranking the Titans' new wide receiver trio as a top 10 unit in the NFL for 2024. This is not about 2025. We're not projecting over the next 3 years or 5 years, because I absolutely, when all three of these guys are going to be over 30 years old in December of this year, then yeah, obviously that's the case. But we're talking about right now. And I think, you know, when I'm looking at where the Titans are at, I'll pull the graphic up as I talk through all this. So you have the Titans at eighth. I think Mike Evans is also an older guy, but the guy just does not quit. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Brandon Powell, I've talked about that. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, we've talked about the Brandon Powell and Trenton Irwin Jr. being the weak spots there. But, Jack, my answer is I think eighth is too high.
Really? Okay.
Yes, I do. And I think it's because of DeAndre Hopkins is not – look, he's still very good. And I'm not trying to say that DeAndre Hopkins is washed like a lot of national media was saying last year when he picked the Titans in the summer. He's not washed at all. Not. Just I'm going to put my face back on the screen. DeAndre Hopkins is not washed, but he is not who he was 5 years ago, right? He is not the guy that was making Titans fans, you know, just get chills when he was coming into Nissan Stadium as a Texan or even a Cardinal. And just dominating every corner the Titans want to throw out there and pushing off and drawing, should have been OPIs, but not getting those calls. He's not that same guy that he was 5 years ago. He's still really damn good. And he's still an amazing asset for the Titans to have. But I think eighth is too high, because I like Calvin Ridley too, but I want to see him really prove it for another year post of his suspension there. I think Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are better than DeAndre Hopkins and Ridley. I think Justin Jefferson is so good that even with Jordan Addison, who had a really strong rookie year last year, I think they are a better duo than DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley. So I would put the Titans 10th on this list. I do think 8 is too high. And also, like, I know Brandon Powell and Trent Irwin Jr. are no names to a lot of people, but I think where I'm at, I don't necessarily believe Tyler Boyd is a studly wide receiver three that is still going to be a massive difference maker in this offense. Like, I believe what the Bengals told us, that they didn't want to bring back Tyler Boyd. He lost a step. I believe what Jeremy Fowler told Ramon Kalen Will on The Zone last week, that there were not a lot of suitors for Tyler Boyd. There was not a lot of competition for the Titans. I think it's very evident after Tyler Boyd visited the Chargers, leaves without an offer. Then the Chargers signed DJ Chark. Boyd's been way more productive than Chark in his career. He visits the Titans, leaves without an offer. Then he signs a deal with the Titans 1 year up to $4.5 million. I think that shows you, all of these things show you, that Tyler Boyd is not the guy that he has been in Cincinnati for the last 5 years and 8 years overall. So I have that, my projection of Boyd dropping off, and thinking that the other duos at 9 and 10 are better than Hopkins and Ridley. So I will put the Titans 10. But yeah, hey. They're still top 10. I don't know who 11 would be or who 12 would be, Jack.
It was hard for me to leave the Rams trio off. Okay. And Puka and Cooper Kupp and Tutu Atwell. But with the season that Kupp's not the triple crown guy that he once was, and Tutu Atwell hadn't showed a lot. Puka had a hell of a year, but can he do it again? Let me push back on yours, on your take here, because
obviously you picked eight. So your answer is automatically just right, because this is automatic. Your rankings. Yes, automatically.
That's right. So I get that D-Hop's not going to be the 1400 guy that he once was, and he doesn't have to be. Calvin Ridley, I think, you know, after a 900 yard season last year, I think that his trajectory is pointed up. Like, you know, D-Hop and Tyler Boyd might be trending, you know, at least, you know, toward the same to maybe a little bit down for Tyler Boyd. The drop off at number three is not nearly as steep as it is on those two teams below them. So while D-Hop isn't the superstar he once was, he'll still go out there and get you 1,100 with an efficient passing attack. And let's not forget, last year, I don't know how he managed to do it, but he put up 1,000 yards with some of the worst quarterback play we've ever seen, you know, as Titans fans. So for him to be able to do that was an accomplishment, you know, in itself that might go overlooked across the league because his numbers weren't as gaudy as some of these other, you know, number ones. But I think with Will Levis, there's a real chance that that his numbers, you know, increase, that him and Calvin Ridley have a chance to be 1,000-yard receivers. And, you know, if Tyler Boyd can give you 650, you don't need him to give you 800. If those two guys are going for 1K, he gives you 650. And I think that this trio maybe even jumps a couple spots in this rankings.
Okay, so I just pulled up. I think other teams that could be fringe top 10 – that you bring up the Rams, I think that's definitely one, whether it's Cup, Nacua, and Atwell. Those guys combined for on the air math, I mean, Cooper Cup had 730. That makes 2,200 between he and Nacua. And then Atwell puts up another five. So that's about 2,800 yards for those three guys last year, right? And then you look at the Titans three guys last year, you had about that same 2,700. Now, the odd thing is these three guys were in three different offenses on three different teams, and now they're all coming together. That's the interesting thing about this. And so I think another one is the Dallas Cowboys trio, because they have CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Cooks. Their third is Jalen Tolbert, which is a drop-off. Mm-hmm. But CeeDee Lamb had freaking 1,750 in yards, and Brandon Cooks had 650 on his own. That's pretty damn good for a top two right there. And then maybe another team that wasn't listed in this. Where did it go? I guess those are the main two, I think, are the Rams and the Cowboys that could be 11, 12, or trying to fight for a top 10. So I want to ask this question because I think this is interesting. I just said that last year the Titans – three receivers were roughly 2,728 yards in three separate offenses last year. What is that benchmark in the same offense this year for receiving yards between these three players? That's what I'm curious about. So we'll get to that. What's a good benchmark of receiving yards combined for these three players to be considered a top 10 wide receiver duo in the league? But first, the Bone and Joint Institute is where you should turn for all of your injury needs, because injuries happen in life. It always makes things inconvenient, but make sure that you can end that inconvenience as soon as possible by going to the region's destination for comprehensive sports, orthopedic, and medicine care. And that is what the Bone and Joint Institute is in Franklin, Tennessee, just off of I-65 and Highway 96. They've got all the resources and the experts under one building, but they've also got several clinics and rehab facilities across Williamson County and continuing to grow. And so when you get hurt in life, whether it's your knee, shoulder, back, ankle, neck, head, brain, concussion, whatever it is, the Bone and Joint Institute will help you, maybe your son or daughter playing youth sports, through it. And check an appointment online. It's very easy by visiting boneandjointtn.org.
BetMGM.com, it's the king of sports books. There's plenty of stuff going on right now. If you bet on the Oilers last night, may God have mercy on your soul. The Canucks have that late game magic, man. It's pretty crazy. But there's the NHL playoffs going on. The NBA playoffs are in full swing with a couple more games tonight. Plenty of stuff's going on out there in the sports world. So if you want to get some skin in the game, do it with BetMGM. If you're having bad luck on your current sports book or you just want to try it out, get on BetMGM and download the app. Use our bonus code A to Z Sports, and you'll get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses. It's a great offer. Not many other sports books out there are doing it. BetMGM, A to Z Sports, up to $1,500 off, or excuse me, up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses.
All right, so asking a question kind of off the top of our heads here. What's a benchmark receiving yards number for the Titans wide receiver trio in 2024? These guys combined for roughly 2,728 yards. I'll go do the exact math, Jack, while you head to the chat. So benchmark combined receiving yards number for these three guys in 2024. As we are both saying, top 10 level wide receiver trio in the league. So also like the show, hit that like button, need more likes. There's 40 something people that on Facebook that haven't liked it. And there's probably over 100 people on YouTube that haven't liked it. So hit that like button for us, please. That helps us out. So Jack, what are people saying about combined receiving yards benchmark for these three guys?
Pedro and Troy start us off with the same answer on Facebook at 2,900. Bork's really high at 3.2. Billy Jones says 2,500 plus. Maven says 3K. Kaz 66 is at 2,700. Titans Kyle says it's the same number, 2,800 or so, kind of in that ballpark. Eric says 2,750. Christian Smith's at 29. We've got John Vargas at the 2,500 range. 3K from Lucky Chucky. If the Titans can get 3K out of this trio, I mean, you've got your first 4,000-yard passer in Tennessee Titans history.
Right.
The three need to aim for that 2,600 yard mark at minimum. We got 2,600 from Eric Castillo, 1 yard short of 3,000 from Hello Ladies, 3K from Ross Biggie. Continuing to scroll here, Yuri and Benjamin come in at 2,800. Darius says around 2,800 would work for him as well. You get a 1K guy, 900 to 800. From your second dude, and then 700 for wide receiver three. I think that's a very fair expectation. Derek's also at that 2,800. 2,750 from Devin, 3K.
Here's the number. Here's the number for last year. Again, these three guys in three separate offenses combined for 2,740. Last year, they had 2,740 yards and combined scored 17 touchdowns. Ridley had 8 touchdowns. Diop had 7. And Boyd had 2. So I think anybody saying 3,000 is way too high, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going to come in at 2,800, personally. I think that 2,800 is a number that's well within reach with this group. DeAndre Hopkins, you know, you got to factor in, too, that they're going to be throwing the ball a whole heck of a lot more than they ever have in the past. So DeAndre Hopkins, I think, can flirt with that 1,100, 1,200 mark. Calvin Ridley should be 1,000-yard guy. And, you know, we haven't talked about it lately, but there's a chance that Calvin Ridley could lead this team in receiving yards, and he could be the 1,200-yard dude. He's got, you know, a little bit more gas left in his tank than DeAndre Hopkins, though both guys can play wide receiver one on any given Sunday. And then Tyler Boyd, I think if you get 650, 700 out of him, you're in real good shape. That leaves, you know, around 1,300 yards for the tight ends and the running backs and the other guys, you know, Treylon Burks and NWI. And then you get Will Levis to 4,000 yards. But I think 2,800 yards is a good benchmark for this trio. I think it's absolutely attainable. And with the way that they're going to be throwing the football, and Will Levis doesn't like to throw it short, he likes to go deep. There's a lot of yardage to be had in this offense. So Austin, my number's 2,800.
So I think the really hard thing to do here, I'm going to pull up the 6 through 10 rankings again, because we're going to get to Jack's top five here. Niners, Ricky Pearsall, new. The Titans obviously had three guys coming together. The Vikings at 9. Justin Jefferson missed a lot of time with injury. And then the Bengals, they have one guy, new guy in the top three, and T. Higgins missed a lot of time with injury. 2 years ago, Ja'Marr Chase missed a lot of time with injury. And so Chris Godwin and Mike Evans were together last year. So let's look up those guys, the Buccaneers stats from a year ago, to see how these three particular players added up to in one offense. Because I mentioned the Cowboys guys being at about 2,700 yards, but that's with CeeDee Lamb balling out for 1,750 himself. Mm-hmm. And so I think, plus, the odd thing with the Bucs is that Rashad White, running back for the Bucs, had 550 yards. Cade Otton for the Bucs had, as a tight end, had 450, and Trey Palmer had 385. So when you take Mike Evans going for 1,255 plus Chris Godwin going for 124 plus wide receiver three, Trey Palmer, going for 385, you've got 2664. So under 2,700 yards, and that's an offense where Baker Mayfield crossed 4,000 yards. I think you have to look at that Bucs number, and maybe that's where maybe Boyd is higher than Palmer in that list. Do Mike Evans and Chris Godwin go for nearly 2,300 themselves? Are Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins going to have 2,300 yards themselves? I don't necessarily think so.
Yeah, that would be a hell of a year, right? If they could do that, you're in great shape if you're a Titans fan. But, you know, that's not easy. And you know, health comes into this too. And DeAndre Hopkins being, you know, 32 years old and Calvin Ridley turning 30 during the season, you know, that's something to look at. But I think that if those two guys push for 2,300, then we're talking about a 3,000-yard group potentially.
For sure. And then I know what you're – top five are. The audience doesn't yet, unless you read Jack's article at AtoZSports.com yesterday. But in your top five are the Seattle Seahawks, who are another team that has those top wide receivers all returning from last year, where there has been a lot of movement in the other rankings. So I'm adding together the trio of Metcalf, Lockett, and JSN, who was a rookie. So when you have Metcalf at 1114, Lockett at 894, and then JSN as a rookie at 628. That comes up with that 2600 type number two. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think the benchmark needs to be 2600 yards with those three receivers, because there's only one football. Last year they went for over 2700 yards combined, but that was three different offenses with three different footballs. And then you have to add in what I believe Tony Pollard, Tajay Spears, and Treylon Burks even. And you also have Chig and NWI. Other guys are going to get the football. So I think 2,600 would be phenomenal. I honestly feel like if you can get 2,500 yards from these three guys, that's a big time step. 2,500 yards from these three dudes would be such a massive improvement from what we've seen in the past from the Titans' top three receivers.
Yeah, look, hey, you get to 2,500. I'm not going to complain. I think that I just really believe in a Brian Callahan offense with Will Levis really, you know, being a gunslinger. I think that Calvin Ridley has a high ceiling, and so does DeAndre Hopkins. And so I'm kind of accounting for that with my number being a little higher than yours. I think that, you know, those two guys pretty much combined for, you know, 2,000 yards last season. I think you could tack on two, maybe 300 more yards with that duo, even though they are going to be on the same team. And, you know, there's only one football, like you said. I still think that those numbers are probably going to improve for both guys in 2024.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so bad. Like, looking at last year, obviously last year was a situation where there was, you know, quarterback rotation with injuries, terrible offensive line. DeAndre Hopkins goes for 1,000 somehow. And then Chig cracked 500 somehow. And then you have Chris Moore at 420, Tajay at 385, NWI at 370, Burks in his injury-riddled season at 220. You couldn't even get – it took four different people to crack 2,000 on the Titans offense last year. So I think getting three guys to go for 2,500 would be very legit. So King VC pops in here with a super chat, says, just got in. What's the conversation? Also like the show. Yeah. Hit the like button for us. That obviously goes a long way for us. So please hit the like button. King VC asks, what's the conversation? The conversation is is eighth in the NFL for the Titans wide receiver trio too high, too low, or just right? So Jack, I did a YouTube poll because obviously your answer is just right because you ranked them eighth. So That's where you're going to go with it. Just right for you. I said I think it's slightly too high because I don't believe as much in Tyler Boyd in 2024 as we've seen Tyler Boyd in his career in the past. So I'm going to go to the poll. What do you think the number one answer is on the poll, Jack, on YouTube?
Well, I mean, I hope it's just right, but... You know, I would say that considering their Titans fans are entering this poll, that they think that it's probably too low.
The number one answer on the poll, with an overwhelming 62%, is that eighth in the NFL is just right. So congratulations. You did a good ranking. You did a good job.
Well, we have a smart chat. That's what we have.
If 62% of people can agree with you on the internet, then, I mean, that might as well be a consensus, you know? The next highest, with 28%, between too high and too low, 28% of people think eighth is too low, Jack. Mm-hmm.
They're high. Look, they're high on this trio, man, and for good reason. I think that you have to kind of consider this, too, that, you know, the Titans have really never had a trio like this. And so it's natural for Titans fans to be excited about the potential with this group, and they should be. And the potential with Will Levis and, you know, in Brian Callahan's offense, there's a lot to be excited about. And on paper, they're probably right around that eight spot. But, I mean, once this thing really gets going and really gets humming, you know, probably week five of the season, I think that there's room for them to jump up a couple spots.
Yeah, look, so I see some. Devin says Tampa has Baker and a crappy coach. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but we're not talking about the quarterbacks. We're not talking about the coach, you know, because the Vikings – are on this list, but they're going to have either J.J. McCarthy or Sam Darnold throwing the football. But we know Justin Jefferson is a boss. We know Jordan Addison had nearly 1,000 yards as a rookie last year. And plus, Baker with Mike. Look, they won a playoff game. And with that crappy coach, Devin, I mean, they punked the Eagles, who were falling apart. We haven't talked about the Eagles yet, who have a very good wide receiver trio as well. Let's get to Jack's top five receivers trios in the league. But first, I want to tell everybody about Farm Bureau Health Plans. If you need better health coverage, which we could all use better health coverage than what we already have, Farm Bureau Health Plans is there for you if you're a Tennessean, because Farm Bureau Health Plans has served Tennesseans for over 77 years. So much has changed across the state in that time, over generation after generation. After, I don't know, maybe five generations in 77 years. I don't know how that works out. But it's a lot of different people coming through and Farm Bureau Health Plans helping out everybody in the state of Tennessee for that long. Whether it's health, dental, or vision, or all of it, Farm Bureau Health Plans can help you save money and have better coverage. Don't pay out of pocket to go to the dentist. Don't pay out of pocket for your vision insurance or vision coverage for contacts or needing new glasses or going to get your eye doctor visit annually or whatever it might be for you. But go to Farm Bureau Health Plans. They can take care of you all. Whatever your situation is, get better. You deserve better health coverage. Farm Bureau Health Plans has it. Get a quote today. It's super easy. FBHP.com/ATOZ.
BetMGM.com. Use our bonus code new users when you sign up. ATOZ Sports gets you up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses. It's a great deal going on right now, and there's all kinds of sports, you know, in full swing. So now's the time to get some skin in the game. Oh, big college baseball series coming up this week in Tennessee and Vanderbilt. If you want to bet on that, you can do it on BetMGM as well. Download the app, use bonus code A to Z Sports, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet misses.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 or older, Tennessee only, new customer offer. All promotions, subject to qualification, other requirements. First online room manager only. Rewards issued not available bonus bets that expire 7 days. If you're problem gambling sports call, Tennessee Red Line 800-889-9789. All right, Jack, big baseball series. If I told you 5 years ago that Tennessee and Vanderbilt would play in a baseball series in May and one team was ranked number one and the other team was unranked and Tennessee was number one, you would think that was insane. But
yeah, especially considering 5 years ago, they did win the College World Series and they've been in Vanderbilt's been to the College World Series final in four of their last 10 seasons.
Yeah.
Some injuries have caught up to Vanderbilt this year and they're trying to piece it together. They've only got a little bit more time to do it, but I mean, they're fighting for their tournament lives right now. They got to come away with some wins in their last two SEC series against Tennessee and Kentucky, both top five teams.
And that's talking SEC baseball with A to Z Sports. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Jack, let's get to your top five wide receiver trio rankings in the NFL, because we want to ask the chat here, who do we think is the best wide receiver trio in the league? And this is a surprise, Jack. When you published this at A to Z Sports.com, that was a really well done article. And at number one, the Houston Texans.
Uh-oh.
AFC South. Man, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, and Tank Dell as the top wide receiver trio in the whole league. Better than the Dolphins, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Odell Beckham Jr. Better than the Chicago Bears' new trio of DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze. Better than the existing Seahawks trio of DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and JSN. And better than the Philadelphia Eagles, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, and another first-round pick, formerly Devontae Parker, joining the Eagles this offseason. Jack, explain yourself. The Texans, number one. Oof.
I know. Hey, man, look. Nico Collins finished eighth in the league in receiving yards last year. Tank Dell came on big time, and he could be a number two just about anywhere else. And then you bring in Stephon Diggs, who ranked fourth in the NFL in receiving yards in 2022, and you've got the best trio in football, in my opinion. There's no drop-off 1-3 at all. Tank Dell can take over football games. And I get that Tyreek Hill's probably the number two wide receiver in the league, and Jalen Waddle's the best number two option. But
who's the number one wide receiver in the league, in your opinion?
Justin Jefferson, without question. Okay. It's Justin
okay.
Jefferson.
Okay.
But, you know, when it comes to the Texans, we got to remember that Nico Collins was eighth in the NFL last year, and that was the first year with C.J. Stroud. They were just getting started. So with another year in the system, I think that they're going to produce similar numbers, if not better numbers, with C.J. Stroud. And they've still got Bobby Slowick, hopefully only for one more year. Hopefully he goes to get a head coaching job in the NFC somewhere. But I think the Texans are the clear-cut number one. There's no drop-off at number three like you see with the Dolphins. But, look, Titans fans, some of them are getting on to me for being a homer. Yeah. But, look, this hurts me. It hurts me to put the Texans number one. But
Lee says Jack's on rank. That. And then Andre says Jack needs to be drug tested. Maybe really? That's something A to Z has to start doing there, Jack.
I'll is pass it.
Jack's wide receiver trio rankings is what enforced A to Z Sports company-wide drug testing policy. No. I think there's sticker shock to this, right? Of the Houston Texans over the Miami Dolphins. Because I think Odell Beckham Jr. sucks. like let's just be
honest. He's a shell of himself.
I don't think he's any good this year. But man, the Seattle Seahawks, like that's Stephon Diggs is obviously a beast. And Nico Collins and Tank Dell were flying so high with Stroud last year. Mm-hmm. And this is the hard part about this conversation is that in a vacuum, I think Tyler Lockett, as good as he is, I just think he's kind of like Tyler older. Boyd, right? In a similar boat as Tyler Boyd, but Lockett's still way more productive than Tyler Boyd. I have a hard time going against the Philadelphia Eagles. And you have him fifth.
Mm-hmm.
I think 1-3, there is no group more talented than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Really? Devontae Parker has been a ghost the last 5 years of his career.
Right, but he's, I think how he fits with the other two of AJ and Skinny Batman, Devonta Smith, as they call him in Philly. I think those three receivers are probably better with the average quarterback than the Texans' three receivers with the average quarterback. And I think that's the hard part about this exercise. I think it was easier 6-10 to look at these three and say, okay, they kind of slot like this regardless of their QB situation, because these five teams have somewhat shaky quarterback situations, right? Like Brock Purdy, nobody believes in him. He has a system quarterback, Kyle Shanahan's puppet, right? The Bucs, nobody believes in Baker. Will Levis, people think that the Titans are going to be drafting top two to get Carson Beck or, God forbid, Shedeur Sanders next year in the first round. Minnesota Vikings, J.J. McCarthy or Sam Darnold, and Joe Burrow's coming off of a significant injury season with his calf and his wrist ligament. But then you look at, like, the top five is C.J. Stroud, dude. Tua, Bears, Caleb Williams, everybody thinks he's a dude. Seattle Seahawks with Geno Smith, meh. Jalen Hurts was an MVP candidate, a weird year last year. I just think if you take those five trios, the one that translates the best with any quarterback are the Eagles.
See, I disagree. And to be honest with you, I'll give the edge to AJ Brown, no question, over Stephon Diggs at this point in his career. But Nico Collins is the better number two. Nico Collins is absolutely better than Devontae Smith. You know, Devontae Smith scratched and claws for 1,000 yards.
Dude, yeah, Nico Collins AJ's getting like a million targets and a half. And the Eagles, sure. I watch a lot of Eagles games because I married into an Eagles family. So like I see like Dallas Goedert is one, basically a mascot the way he acts, and also really damn good. And look, they have a great running game. Regardless, they got Saquon Barkley now. God, I mean, the Eagles should be very interesting. They have the best offensive line. Jalen Hurts can make plays, but they also had a lot of issues in their coaching when it comes to who was in control, and they had to make staff changes there. So I just think pulled away from those surrounding situations, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Devontae Parker are the best. And somebody just says, Devin, Austin has an Eagles jersey in his house. I have never done this before. I have an Eagles jersey directly to my right. Do you want to see it?
I want to know who it is.
Because it's honestly sick. It's sick. And anybody would respect the Eagles jersey that I have in my house.
All right, go grab your
Eagles jersey. It's on the wall, dude. It's in a frame on the wall. I'm going to move my camera around. Let's see how this works, if I can do this smoothly. All right, little tour of the office. Let's see if we can do this. We're going. How about that bad boy?
That's pretty
sick. How about a throwback Reggie White in a frame? Because I went to Tennessee. Little backstory here. My father-in-law, who passed away over 4 years ago, that was a Christmas gift from him. He was a massive Eagles fan, watched the Eagles win the Super Bowl together, and then he gifted that authentic Reggie White with Kelly Green, the Eagle, old school Eagle logo on the sleeves, and pretty sick. So that's a very prized possession. Awesome.
Okay, let me ask you this, because you think the Eagles have the better trio than the Texans. In my opinion, there's no team in the league that has a better chance at putting up 3,000-yard receivers than the Houston Texans this season.
Okay.
Do you agree
but so because of like their offense, their quarterback. Look, Joe Mixon's there. Like the Texans, like Joe Mixon at the Texans is like sneaky, like everybody forgets about that right now.
Sure. I Devontae Parker would be lucky to sniff 500 receiving yards. And I really think that Tank Dell could put up 800 or 900 as the third option over there. So we could seriously be looking at the Houston Texans with 3,000-yard guys. And just because of that fact, they have to be number one. We're talking about the best trio. If the Texans have 3,000-yard guys, that is the best trio.
Which of these five trios will have the most combined yards this season? I think you've got a point with the Texans because of the overall situation. Like I think everybody should be fascinated by the Chicago Bears, right? Caleb Williams coming in there. The Bears still have a lot of work to do on defense. He's going to be throwing the ball 40 times a game. You've got DJ Moore proven, Keenan Allen proven but older, and Roma Dunze, who I feel like is a 10 years younger Keenan Allen, but more explosive. I think the Bears are going to be interesting because they're going to put up yards. But it's hard to argue that the Texans trio won't have the most yards.
Right. And that's at the end of the day what we're talking about when it comes to the best trios in the NFL. So pull the top five back up.
Okay.
Are there any more gripes that you have with this top five outside of the Eagles? You want the Eagles to be a little bit higher.
I think Eagles should be higher. I would put the Eagles over. I would put the Eagles lowest at three. I would probably put the Bears at five and leave the Seahawks at four.
Okay.
I think if you're including, you know, somewhat the situations like we've talked through, like I can get over the Texans at one. I think the Dolphins, I mean, I might put, okay, who's better, Jack? Odell Beckham Jr. or Devontae Parker?
Oh, gross. Oh, my gosh.
I'll pull up their stats.
Golly. I want to say neither. They're neither. Equally as terrible. I guess if I had to pick one, I'd probably side with Devontae Parker.
Right? You should. I mean, but, not by much. But in the last 4 years, Devontae Parker has gone for 800, 500, 500, 400. And that's in reverse order. So 400, 500, 500 the last 3 years. Odell, shockingly, had 565 last year with the Ravens on a surprise, right? Like, he averaged 16 yards a catch. Like, that was a resurgent year. Maybe I'm a little bit dismissive of Odell and what he was able to do. Because
maybe. I don't think all things were equal, though, with those two guys. Because Devontae Parker was in New England. Odell Beckham's been in Baltimore. And, you know, he's had some quarterbacks these
last few
years.
Okay, let's just say this. Devontae Parker in 2022, when the Patriots had a more stable quarterback situation, had the same season as Odell did last year in Baltimore. 500-plus yards, 3 touchdowns, averaging 17 yards a catch. Last year in Baltimore, Odell had 560 yards receiving, 3 touchdowns, averaging 16 yards a catch. But that was with Lamar, way better than Mac Jones 2022/Bailey Zappi or whoever the hell.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
So I would take Devontae Parker over Odell.
Okay, so we agree there. Elk says, you know, where does Jack
this
have
is Big
the
Ten Jeff, by the way. Big Ten Jeff, okay. Who jumps over on YouTube under his alias. Yeah.
There's two questions in the chat that I'm going to address right now because they keep coming in. First of all, I'm 6'2". I don't know why my height's being debated in the chat. But second of all, Big Jeff, I don't have time to make a list of the top 25 wide receiver trios in the NFL just to slide the Colts in the 20s. Like, they've got IR-15 throwing to them. The Colts are not going to make any noise at the wide receiver position. Michael Pittman's good. He's not great. And, you know, behind him is a bunch of blah. So I don't have time to do a top 25 list, Jeff. If I did, believe me, the Colts would be probably in the late teens to the 20s.
Was it Michael Pittman Jr., Alec Pierce, and A.D. Mitchell?
Yeah, sure.
I think A.D. Mitchell in the second round by the Colts was one of the better second round picks, you know, that they could have had. That's a great second round pick.
To be in the top 15 in wide receiver trios, you have to have two guys capable of going for 1,000 yards. The Colts don't have that. So they're not in the top half.
Yeah. Josh Downs. I forgot. So it would be, thank you, Andre. Josh Downs. So it would be probably Pittman, Josh Downs, and then I guess A.D. Mitchell over Alec Pierce.
Yeah, but like at the same time, like, Alec Pierce, Josh Downs, A.D. Mitchell. We don't know what A.D. Mitchell will be in the NFL, but Josh Downs, Alec Pierce, they're not 1,000-yard receivers.
And Michael Pittman barely is. And Pittman had more yards than Hopkins last year. I think Gardner Minshew last year, a better quarterback than both Tannehill and Levis for the most part. Right? I think Minshew is more stable.
Yeah, Minshew's absolutely more stable. But
now, it's
like,
what's up with Anthony Richardson, right? So
that's the thing. Yeah. And having shoulder issues with the way he plays is certainly, you know, at this point in his career, it's not concerning. A good start.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right, Jack, I think you've done a good job. If you haven't read it yet, you can go. There's reasoning. Jack has reasoning for all of these top 10 trio rankings for wide receivers in the league. You can go check that out, azsports.com/Nashville. Also scroll through our Twitter feed, our Facebook page to find that article. We'll actually repost it after the show on both Facebook and on Twitter for you guys to go through and figure out just right, too high, too low, eighth for the Titans right now. I'll just go ahead and read off the Twitter poll. 61, it's jumping. 61.5, not 60%, say just right at eight. Too low is 28% and too high is 10%. Right there. So most people agreeing with Jack, the Titans having the eighth best wide receiver trio in the NFL. It is now time for the Magic Bucket. Shout out to our friends at Wilson County Hyundai, wilsoncountyhyundai.com. Make them a part of your new car buying process. Go see them in Lebanon. Or check them out online at wilsoncountyhyundai.com. Save money on that new ride by going to Lebanon. So once again, before we move on the Magic Bucket, first off, everybody like the show because that helps us out quite a bit. So hit that like button on Facebook and on YouTube for one more time for us before we head out of here. And then also, I sincerely do hope everybody's okay from the storms from yesterday night. Really nasty things in Spring Hill, Columbia area, and east of Spring Hill with a tornado that looked massive. And then also storms that got really bad. I believe there might have been some tornadic activity north of downtown into Gallatin, had a lot of flooding. Also flash flood warning through the next hour or so in Middle Tennessee this morning. So be careful. Don't drown, turn around, as our friends at Nash Severe Weather say. So, all right, magic bucket time. Me or you?
Jeff is so hurt in the comments. I'd love to see it. Yeah, I'll lead off.
Okay, you'll lead off. All right. You've already done this. You've worn the Derrick Henry black eye or black eye black, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll keep pulling.
That was hard to wash off too. Cause I didn't have eye black. I had to use a Sharpie.
This is good. If you could hang out, Jack, with any cartoon character, who would it be? If you could have a best friend cartoon character, who would that be?
Great question, man.
I'll let you think while I pull. That's you're gonna have to, you know, I had top five TV shows last week, and that's, you know, you have to really be good on this one. So,
all right, are we gonna pull yours or do you want my answer?
I have mine, but if your answer is ready, then let me hear it.
Okay. All right. I think I got mine. I think I would like to most hang out with Randy Marsh from South Park as my cartoon character. Randy Marsh is up for anything, and he's a wild man. And look, I think, you know, if I'm picking any cartoon character to have a beer with, it would be Randy Marsh from South Park. So that's my answer.
What is your favorite or the first thing that pops in your mind when you hear Randy Marsh? What is that mental image?
Oh my god! I don't know. It's either him getting a fight with the Bat Dad at the Little League game. I didn't hear no bell. I thought this was America. Those scenes kind of pop into my head immediately.
I think of him pushing a wheelbarrow with carrying something of his own. That's immediately what pops into my mind. Or is Bono? I mean, there's so many good, like, that is a great answer, Jack Gentry. I have not watched South Park in,
I know, I started out thinking about like Mario characters, and then I was like, nah, they're not fun.
They'll just be like, oh, they just like,
yeah, and like half of them are mouse. Half of them are plumbers, and I don't want to go plumbing with them, you know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna drink a beer with Randy.
How I did last spring went to one of our good friends' like kids' birthday parties, and they did bust out Mario the movie on like a projector screen in the backyard. I watched like the first 20 minutes before I had to leave. I was entertained by the first 20 minutes of the Mario movie. I've not gone back to finish it, but there you go. All right, my magic bucket pull. I think it's a good. This is a good one. What's the worst job you've ever had? Hmm. The worst job I've ever had. I haven't had many jobs, ironically. But I guess the worst job I ever had was a temp job. When I was in college, one of my college buddies' dads ran was a manager in a temp agency. So whenever we'd come home for winter break or like some, you know, 3 week span of time, we would get some random temp job just to get beer money during college. Right. So I think the worst temp job I've ever had, or the worst job, was working in a music production warehouse where we had to stock orders for online purchases of CDs and other music records. It was mostly CDs and DVDs, but we had to go pull it out of the warehouse, and then you had to like tape it together and everything. And I'm not joking. I think I've lost some of my fingerprint detail with the amount of tape that I had to deal with and cardboard that I had to deal with in those 3 weeks. It was 3 weeks over winter break. It was easy money. It was good money. But the other thing about it is could not listen to music. This is also like pre-Bluetooth headphones. So you had to have the cord headphone in your phone. It's probably pre-Spotify. But no music. You just had to be there. You had a 30-minute lunch break. Couldn't be on your phone. But the amount of tape and cardboard that I had to touch for 40 hours a week for 3 consecutive weeks, I think wore off some of my fingerprints.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. You know, if you've ever been on Dish in a restaurant, I was on Dish in Soulshine in Oxford. And the problem is all their food's hot. So when it comes back to you as the dish man, it's pretty much glued on to what it came out in. And you gotta spray it. You get the iron cloth and get rid of it. And you walk out of there smelling like, smelling like sin. And so if you've ever been on a dish in a place, or if you've ever been dishwasher in a place, you got to get new shoes in a place that serves hot food. That's up there for me.
Yeah. So people are saying like, oh, a real job. Like, look, I have to understand and recognize the privilege that I have of working in sports radio and journalism right out of college and then owning and starting my own company at 26 years old. Like, I get it. It's rare. And so I haven't had a real job in a long time. But, you know, I think the hard thing is my worst job, because Devin's like, hey, you had air conditioning, living that high life. Oh, look, I'm totally cool with manual labor. Like, I worked at a fireworks stand in the summers. Putting up and tearing down the tent. I am down with manual labor in the heat. I am down for that. I'm not against manual labor. That's why it's not my worst job. I mean, my worst job is being standing on a line and having to deal with cardboard and tape and box cutters for 8 straight hours, having no form of entertainment in my ears. That's what's the worst for me. Working outside, mowing lawns. I worked in a warehouse too. During some early journalism, piecing things together at a printing company where I had to lift a bunch of heavy stuff. Those like business copy printers, and I enjoyed that. I had fun doing that because that was manual labor. The CD temp job was just tedious things. So that's I get that I'm privileged and I've been my own boss for 8 years.
Yeah, it's the high school jobs and the college jobs that really suck the most, I think. My dad put me to work as soon as I was in high school because he has a landscaping spot in Belle Meade, and that's up there. Those summers in landscaping, I mean, they are brutal. Yeah. Handling pine straw, getting stuck by all, it's awful.
I had a high school buddy who had to pave a parking lot in the summer during high school, and he burnt basically his entire face, and then his whole face peeled off.
God!
He didn't know what he was getting, what he's doing. He just paved a big parking lot in July of Nashville in like 2006, and his whole face got all tore up. It was really funny. But I'm not against manual labor. I enjoy manual labor. I like sweating. I like getting my hands dirty and doing stuff. You get that immediate satisfaction of accomplishment when you do things like that. Right. So that is my worst job. I like waiting tables. I like running food at a restaurant.
I'm not built for the restaurant industry.
There's too much wet water flying everywhere. Soap. Although funny thing, I actually enjoy doing dishes at home, but they're my dishes, my food on the plate, not some dude named Randy who's wheeling around a wheelbarrow and doing weird stuff. Right. All right. That'll do it for us, Jack. Great show on this Thursday. Don't forget to hit that like button on the way out. Please like the show before you go. I'm getting ready to head to St. Thomas Sports Park for Titans press conferences and then a rookie minicamp practice on Friday. So we'll have content for tomorrow morning off of that. Buck Rising is going to be live tonight. It was not live last night because the weather kind of hit primetime right around the same time. So wanted the audience to pay attention to the breaking weather news, but Buck will be back tonight for A to Z Sports Primetime at its new start time at 7 p.m. So check that out on these same channels. Like the show, and we'll see you guys tomorrow morning on a Friday. Appreciate it as always.
Tighten up pod out now.